This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants are Zulfikar Majid, senior journalist, and Ramya Anchor.
The third and final phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir came to an end today, with 39.18 lakh voters eligible to decide the political fate of 415 candidates in 40 constituencies. We have with us in Akashvani studios veteran journalist Mr. Zulfikar Majid to shed some light on the elections which have taken place. Welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
So this is the first election that Jammu and Kashmir has had in a decade, especially after the abrogation of Article 370. So what is the current environment there?
After a decade, assembly election was held in Jammu and Kashmir, and first time after the abrogation of Article 370. For the last more 6 years, because the last elected government, PDP and BJP alliance, that ended in June 2018. So for more than 6 years, there was no elected government in Jammu and Kashmir. Major demand of people of Jammu and Kashmir was that there should be an elected government. Due to certain reasons, the elections could not be held after 2019. First, there was delimitation, and then there was some delay, one or the other issues. So finally, this year, after parliament elections, assembly elections have been held in three phases. I have been covering this election since it was announced by the Election Commission. In my career of 21 years, I have covered 5 parliament elections, 3 assembly elections. I have never seen such enthusiasm among voters and among people, among political parties and contesting candidates as was seen in this election. And Prime Minister to Home Minister, Defense Minister, Leader of Opposition and other high-profile national leaders, everybody campaigned for their respective parties. And the campaigning was relentless. Similarly, in Kashmir Valley, the political parties, the regional parties, National Conference and PDP, they had campaign led by their respective leaders. Then there are smaller parties and independents. So overall, this was very unique election, a historic election, because it happened after the abrogation of 370 and after the delimitation of assembly constituencies. And it was keenly contested by all the political parties. And across the nation, everybody is looking towards Jammu and Kashmir assembly election, which otherwise was not the case.
The voter turnout this year has surpassed everyone's expectations, and it stood at a whopping 65.71% as of 7 p.m. So what does this have to tell about the voters?
See, voter turnout in this election has been somewhere overall percentage, I'm saying, the mid-60s. So it's not for the first time that this much of polling has happened in assembly elections. If you see the figures of 2014 election, there was brisk polling that time also. But this is for the first time when, without any fear, voters came out. And another interesting part of this election was that youngsters, first-time voters who participated in elections, they were proudly flaunting that we have voted. And they would upload their pictures after voting on social media accounts, which was not the norm, say, 10 years back. If somebody had voted in 2014 or before that, he would have voted it like out of fear that if I go back, I should not be harmed by those who preach boycott or who preach violence. So this time, without any fear and any violence, this election happened. And the polling percentage was very healthy after a parliament election. It was expected that it may settle somewhere in mid-70s or maybe it may go to 80%. But of course, there are certain reasons why some of the people did not vote. Because in urban areas, it's a trend everywhere. People in urban areas don't vote as much as people in rural areas do. But because of that, voting percentage may have come down slightly. Overall, this election saw turnout, which was almost equal to 2014.
The campaigning done by political parties focused a lot on the issues faced by the youth, majorly on education and employment. So what does this tell about the voter demographic which came out to vote?
What I observed during this election campaigning of different political parties from high profile leaders, if you check the manifestos of the political parties, of course, they have kept this employment and other education and other youth related issues in their manifestos. But rhetoric was more in this election, like restoration of statehood. So focus of this election, if you see punch line, that is restoration of statehood. Prime Minister and Home Minister made the commitment. They said, we have already said it on the floor of Parliament that restoration of statehood will be restored to Jammu and Kashmir.
How important is the restoration of statehood for the people of Jammu and Kashmir? What is their stance regarding this?
In UT election, the elected government will have very little powers when it comes to major decisions. So Restoration of statehood is a demand of people of Jammu and Kashmir. There is no doubt about that.
So this time, Jammu and Kashmir saw a very safe, smooth and fair election process take place. So what were the precautions, measures and arrangements that were made by the Election Commission for this to happen?
See, Election Commission had made elaborate arrangements. There were security arrangements, but it was nothing new. These arrangements always existed. But what was different this time was the overall ground situation. Security-related situation has improved vastly in the last 5 years. So that made a difference. If you see, there was not even a single incident of violence during the elections, which is unlike like in previous elections. There used to be huge violence during elections, during polling, and at times contesting candidates were targeted. In some cases, they were killed. Even in some cases, grenades were thrown at polling stations, firing and other things. But this time, it was entirely safe and secure. As of now, there is calm, there is peace. Businesses are open. Educational institutions are open. But yes, people of Kashmir, people of Jammu and Kashmir have so many grievances. And any democracy, that is okay. That's all right. People have grievances and vote is the way out to express their resentment or grievance. So on 8th October, we will come to know that what grievances people of Jammu and Kashmir have.
Talk to us something about the participation of women in Jammu and Kashmir elections, both as contestants and as voters. Has the participation increased?
See, there are almost 50% of voters in Jammu and Kashmir are females. But as contestants, a few, I mean negligible, maybe 5% candidates were females, contesting candidates. So there is a historic reason for that, that our women in Jammu and Kashmir, it's a patriarchal society. They don't move out that much. But having said that, what that bill was passed, reservation of women's bill in parliament, that will come into effect in 2029. In next election, there will be 33% reservation for women. So that time, the participation of, contestants will increase. But this time, barring a few known faces, there weren't many women candidates who were contesting assembly election. And polling, percentage of females voting was in campaigning, in other issues, women were as enthusiastic as men. There's no doubt about that.
So post the elections, did you have a chance to have a word with the locals there, especially all of those who came to vote, irrespective of their age or their gender or anything? What did they have to say?
See, people have different grievances, different demands, different ideas. But majority of the people are voting. They are saying that our issues are like, we need employment, we need better education and better health facilities, better roads, water supply. Everywhere in the country, the requirements of a common man are same. So Jammu and Kashmir is no different. So people of Jammu and Kashmir are voting for their representatives. And this was one of the reasons that people came out to vote. They were saying that nobody hears us. Nobody listens to our pleas. So we are voting today so that tomorrow we can go to our elected representatives. And 10 years is a long time. And more than 6 years, there has been no elected government. And now people have expectations that after this elected representatives or elected government comes into power, they will have somebody who can redress their issues, their problems.
So other than the statehood issue, which you discussed previously, what other core issues have been raised by political parties during the election campaign?
See, most of the parties have promised like we will give 500 units, 300 units or 200 units of electricity free. We will give pension to widows, that will be increased. We will give a stipend to unemployed youth. We will give like promises everywhere politicians or political parties make. But time will only tell whether they can implement those promises or not, because that requires huge resources. So overall, the burning issue is unemployment. If the coming government political parties have promised that we will give 1 lakh jobs after coming to power, so it is to be seen how they can fulfill those promises. As of now, unemployment is the biggest issue in Jammu and Kashmir. Unemployment because there is no private sector in Jammu and Kashmir, and jobs were only available in government sector for all these years and decades. Unemployed youth are frustrated. They are waiting for the new government to announce any recruitment policy. So let us see what will happen in coming months, because there is a likelihood of highly fractured mandate after elections.
Tell us something about the voter turnout in different districts of Jammu and Kashmir this year. Which area had the lowest turnout and which had the highest?
Like in most districts of Jammu region, the voter turnout was in mid-70s. Somewhere it touched 80. But in Kashmir, like in Srinagar, voter turnout was less. Similarly, today in Baramulla, it's lesser than Kupwara and Bandipura. Voter turnout was higher in Budgam and Pulwama and Shupayan, but it was lower in the urban areas, which is across the country. Urban areas, the voter turnout remains lesser than rural areas.
You had mentioned earlier that the urban population thinks that it is not very cool to vote. Why do you think like that? Why do you think the people, the urban population has such a mindset?
Because they don't want to go and sit in a queue to vote. Somebody who is well off, he says that, why should I go to a polling station and stay in a line in a queue? Then I will vote for someone. What will he give me in return?
Right.
Like in rural areas, people have smaller demands, that we should have water supply, we should get this ration card, small issues. But in urban areas, people are well off. But additionally, in Srinagar especially, people in old city, they have been with this boycott of elections for last 3.5 decades. Maybe that had an impact on low voter turnout in assembly. But in parliament, there was better polling in Srinagar than assembly election this time.
And finally, I'd like to ask you that in the second phase of elections in Jammu and Kashmir, foreign diplomats from various countries came to observe the elections. What was their observation and reaction? What did they have to say about it?
Well, they came exactly on the day of second phase of polling last week on 25th September. And they gave positive remarks about the democratic process being revived in Jammu and Kashmir after 10 years after abrogation of Article 370. They visited several polling stations in Srinagar and Budgam, which were going to polls that day. And their observations were positive remarks. There, everywhere where they went, it was a day-long visit, and it showed that Jammu and Kashmir is flourishing. And that was the idea of Government of India to send that delegation to Jammu. Because previously also, some foreign delegations had come to Kashmir post-abrogation of Article 370. But this was the first time that they interacted with common people at polling stations. In fact, some of them were very happy to see pink polling stations, all women polling stations.
Thank you so much for enlightening our listeners with your valuable insights on Jammu and Kashmir, the third phase of elections, which concluded today. Thank you so much for joining Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants were Zulfikar Majid, senior journalist, and Ramya Anka. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.